The president of Mid-Canterbury Federated Farmers says it's not fair for individual farmers to be left with the cost of repairing the damage from the Canterbury floods. The Ministry of Primary Industries is offering the owners of damaged properties a payment of $3,500 each. David Clark says that shingle build-up in the river means those with riverbank properties that suffered the worst damage while saving Ashburton from the brunt of the floodwaters. David Clark is with us. Kia ora.
Good morning, Susie.
$3,500. How will that actually be spent and how far does it go?
So that is an initial payment that's been made out to farmers across the area that have been impacted from the flood. It's been indicated that it's a first step while we start to quantify what damage is from this flood event and from these shingle deposits that have ended up out on private land.
Because to move that shingle is going to cost a fair amount of money, possibly heavy diggers, that kind of thing.
Yes, it is. We've got some properties that have ended up with half a metre to a metre of shingle in places across farmland. So it's a matter of quantifying what does that look like to restore that land, to remove that shingle back off those properties. And yes, it will require diggers and moxies and bulldozers and whatnot of heavy equipment to move it off. So that's our primary focus at the moment on how we do that and what should be a whole of community response to this problem, which is actually part of a much greater problem.
Why is it that the government should pay for this?
So that's a really good point. Traditionally, government doesn't get involved in repairing flood damage on private land or businesses or whatnot. But the problem we have in Canterbury and the problem that has been showing up in this flood event is that the formation of the Canterbury Plains and the natural process that is in place is a degradation of shingle due to earthquake activity and frosting up in the mountains. The mountains are degrading and they lose a lot of shingle, which goes out down the river system. So that's the way that the Canterbury Plains were formed. So if you dig a hole 50 feet deep, you can find a round stone that's pretty similar to a round stone that's out in the riverbed today. So that's the process. The shingle comes down off the hills in flood flows. The rivers build up to a certain level until they're higher than the surrounding land, and then they break out, find a new path, build up and break out again. Now, we've come along and we've decided that we want to constrain the rivers in one particular location. Now, an alternative flow path for the Waimakariri is out through the top end of Christchurch and into Lake Ellesmere, and the folk of Christchurch have decided that they don't particularly want that to occur again. So there's stop banks. For the Ashburton, the alternative flow path for the Ashburton is out round through the top of the town and out to the sea through across farmland. So we've come along and we've said we're going to build stop banks and river protection. We're going to hold the river in this one particular location. That doesn't account for the fact that we've still got this natural process in place of all the shingle coming down off the hill, building the rivers up, and as a whole of community, we haven't adequately given thought to how we manage that, and we've now got rivers with much less flood capacity as they used to, and that's blown out onto private land.
But wouldn't this sort of thing be something that is covered by insurance that people have? No?
No, so land is an uninsurable asset across all business classes. So this is completely, at the moment, at the farmer's cost. But our thought process is that we've got this natural process that as a whole of community we've decided to constrain the river in one place that hasn't recognised the fact that those rivers are filling up with shingle and naturally would otherwise cut and go somewhere else. So why should one particular landowner be the safety valve of all that surplus shingle spewing out onto their land in the process of protecting the assets elsewhere in the district?
Appreciate your time. David Clark there from Mid-Canterbury Federated Farmers.